Now, certainly there are some high-profile female directors, and we're thinking of Patty Jenkins, Catherine Bigelow, Sofia Coppola, and they get the spotlight when it comes to people staring over at Hollywood. And that makes it easy to forget that there are genuinely very few female directors, producers, and even critics, both internationally and in the Australian film industry. Why is this happening? And more importantly, are we doing enough to make sure it's being reversed? Now, Lisa French is the Dean of RMIT's School of Media and Communications. Lisa, very good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, just quickly, how does Australia compare to the world at large when it comes to encouraging women in the film industry?
We do quite well, but even though it's low. So, for example, you just spoke of women directors. In Australia, it's about 16% of feature films. So that's low compared to, you know, all of the films made. But women actually tend to punch well above their weight. So, for example, the top 250 films in Australia, 12% of them are directed by women, who are only 16%. So they actually do really well. But the problem is that that hasn't actually been increasing. So that's why there's been a lot of interest in women in the film and television industries in recent times, and actually women across all areas. So, if, for example, in 1992, women were 18% of feature film directors. So we've gone down about 2%. So that's not that good, but it's better than the, you know, roughly, I think it's something like 7% of women directors in Hollywood. So, you know, we are doing a bit better. The same with film critics, for example. We're doing, there's more women film critics who are having more of an impact. And, you know, in the filmmaking, women tend to win a lot of the awards, way more than their kind of numerical participation. So last year's kind of runaway box office hit was The Dressmaker by Jocelyn Moorhouse, which was a kind of largely all-female ensemble with including the cast and crew. So that one took $20 million. That's a lot for a film in the Australian context.
Look, I want to get back to critics in a second, but just to divert for a bit, we talk about directors, we talk about writers a lot, and we look at these high-profile roles, but is this lack of representation across the board in all aspects of the film industry, not just the high-profile sides?
No, there's some areas that we do a bit, women do a bit better in. So, for example, documentary, women can kind of get up to 40% of producers in, you know, in that area, and that's probably because in documentary they often tend to be smaller. You make your own opportunity, you can raise your own money, direct it, write it, edit it, and kind of go off and make it, although there's some ends of the industry like feature docs which are more expensive. So it depends on the area. Women have been actually increasing in television, not just Australian women, but, you know, I'm increasingly noticing that things are being directed by women all of the time. And I think that's because it's been noticed it's a business and innovation argument that women are, you know, actually do a really good job, and there's been a instead of locking them out, there's been a lot of initiatives to bring them in, because otherwise we're not making the most of all the talent that we have.
Now, the film critic stuff really interests me, because I guess that lack of female criticism, it's often seen as adjunct to the film industry, but I get the sense you think of it as a very integral part of the film industry.
Yeah, that's right. I think, they're the people who kind of market it to audiences, if you like. They give them X number of stars and tell them whether to go out and see a film. Now, if you imagine, you know, a group of any one of any demographic, if they dominate what is said, so say, you know, it was students from UTS and they decided which film was given 5 stars, you might find that it's more the issues that interest them or you know, any group that does that. So at the moment, most male critics are men over 40, then they dominate, you know, what's said. And so that's the kind of critical response that affects whether they get selected into film festivals, you know, where often whether their films are funded. So there's a whole range of kind of knock-ons. Critics are actually really influential, and, you know, if the only voice is coming from a certain demographic, then that's a problem. It would be a problem, you know, it's a problem for other diversity issue areas as well.
Massively, and I assume it really skews the way the public sees that film, because the critic is often the barrier, well, not the barrier, but the first gateway to understanding cinema for them.
That's right, yes. And, you know, that's the case all over the world. So, you know, these days the press gets syndicated globally, so it also affects how you might be received in an international context. And, you know, like a man over 40 might not like a certain, you know, I think it's just, there's obvious exceptions, and there's some fantastic male critics. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't
no,
say
no
that
one thought
there
you
isn't,
were. It's fine.
But it's just that if you don't, you know, it's just if you talk to the same person, same kind of people all of the time, you're going to get the same world views and the same kind of interests, and that's actually not very healthy for your kind of perspective on the world, so it's kind of not good for how we think about things.
It also feels like there's a lot of pressure on women who have become successful in the film industry to sort of do as much as they can to help others in there. Surely it's got to be more of the industry as a whole and not just expecting women to fight their way up to the top and then grab other women. I mean, you know, that seems a little overly pressury.
Well, look, you need your male champions, and they're the people in positions of power largely. So you have to get them on board. I think that's, like, seriously happening at the moment. There's a group called the Natalie Miller Foundation, and they run a leadership and training for women in the film industry, and they have a $20,000 fellowship that they announced in the last week. And, you know, they get a lot of men in the fold to come in and talk to women, and that helps make an improvement.
Do you think it's getting better across the board? I mean, you mentioned before that we are down in terms of directors, but in other aspects, do you think we're getting a little bit better as an industry?
Well, globally, there's you know, consistent improvement, but that battle's won on the back of women actually doing so well and the kind of success that they've had. The problem with them being successful and being small is it makes them look larger group than they are, and that gives a kind of false impression. And, you know, for years people have been thinking, no, it's fine, it's a level playing field. But you know, it hasn't been, and the statistics for participation show that.
Lisa, we will have to leave it there, but thank you very much for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
That's okay. Great. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. Lisa French there. She's the Dean of RMIT's School of Media and Communications, looking at the cautiously positive message for representation of women in the film industry, especially around Australia.